The 52.8-metre research vessel Tom Crean will replace the 31-metre Celtic Voyager. It is a new state-of-the-art multi-purpose marine research vessel, which is expected to be completed in summer 2022. At the shipyard Astilleros Armon Vigo in the northwest of Spain, construction has just reached a key milestone with the completion of the vessel's hull, which saw 32 individual hull units assembled. Up to 70 workers were involved in the joining of the hull units, installation of the vessel's generation sets, its electric propulsion motor, its deck equipment, as well as the vessel's unique silent seven-bladed propeller. The wheelhouse will also be shortly installed. The hull is painted in the signal green colour used on the Marine Institute's two current marine research vessels, the Celtic Explorer and the Celtic Voyager. The Tom Crean construction is on schedule and on budget, with building expected to be completed next summer. The next stage of the build will focus on the outfitting of the vessel interior, including the laboratories, and the vessel's launch into the water is scheduled for November 2021. The outfitting will then continue with the vessel afloat. The new vessel will carry out a wide range of marine research on fisheries, climate change, seabed mapping and oceanography on a year-round basis, with 300 operational days at sea planned for each year. And this will provide up to 3,000 scientist days a year. Through its work, the Marine Institute will continue to lead and support scientific high-quality surveys that contribute to Ireland's position as a leader in marine science. Based in the Port of Galway, the vessel has been designed to operate in harsh sea conditions, including carrying out maintenance and deployment of weather buoys, observational infrastructure, and using the ROV, the Remotely Operated Underwater Vehicle Holland 1, which is named in memory of Ireland's submarine inventor. The vessel is named Tom Crean after the renowned seaman and explorer who undertook three major groundbreaking expeditions to the Antarctic in the early years of the 20th century, which sought to increase scientific knowledge and to explore unreached areas of the world at that time. Its construction has been funded by the government through the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine. And you can follow the build process on the Marine Institute's website at marine.ie.